This program was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local programs, go to our website, freshfm.net, or download the Access Internet Radio app.
Tēnā koutou, nau mai, haere mai, welcome ki te Konihera o te tai o Aorere Lowdown, ko Richard Liriko tōku ingoa. Plenty happening this week. Second Hand Sunday has come around again, and we're going to learn more about the council's new name, a new Te Reo Māori name, Te Konihera o te tai o Aorere. We'll also find out about council news, notices and consultations, but first, here's the lowdown. Over the next week or so, we will commission a new aerator at the Takaka Wastewater Treatment Plant, an upgrade that will increase capacity and performance of the plant. During the commissioning work, it's possible that odours may be released, which could mean some unpleasant smells for those downwind of the plant. We'll do our best to minimise that by starting the aerator when the wind is moving in the direction affecting the least number of people and controlling the speed to slow the release of those odours. Late winter is a good time to carry out this upgrade, as the treatment ponds produce odour compounds at a much slower rate than at other times of year. However, there is still potential, and we do want to apologise for any unpleasantness that work may cause. Thank you for bearing with us for the short period we need to get it up and running. It will be much better in the future. The nominations are in and time is ticking down until the 2019 Council and Community Board elections. It's time to meet the candidates so you can vote in the place that you love. The full list of candidates for Mayor, Ward Councillor and Motueka and Golden Bay Community Boards can be viewed at tasman.govt.nz. There's a link off the homepage. These are the people who want to represent you and your community for the next 3 years. Those who are successful will be responsible for setting the direction of the Tasman District and making important decisions about our response to climate change, the environment, critical infrastructure, community development and how the costs of services are shared. Now, you can find out more about them and what they stand for at a series of Meet the Candidate sessions that will be held throughout the district. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll also have videos of the candidates. A list of those meetings, though, is in Newsline. The first couple are this week, Monday the 26th of August at 7pm at Mapua Hall, and Tuesday the 27th of August, 6pm at Community House in Dex Reserve, Motueka. That's for Motueka Community Board candidates. And women candidates meet to have a Meet the Candidates meeting on Wednesday the 28th of August, 7pm at Green Meadows Centre in Stoke. More details again in Newsline and on our website. And just a note that as well as voting for preferred candidates, this year you will be asked to vote on which method of voting you'd prefer for the 2022 election. First past the post or single transferable vote. There'll be more information in the voting pack when that comes out later in September. You can have a look on our website, tasman.govt.nz, for all the election information. And that is the lowdown for today. This is the Tasman District Council Lowdown on Fresh FM, keeping you up to date on news and notices in the Tasman District. Just a quick roundup of recent council meetings now. The Community Development Committee met on the 8th of August. They received the results of the annual Communitrack Residence Survey. They also approved an increase in casual adult admission prices for the Richmond Aquatic Centre. It's now $8 for an adult swimmer and $7 for an adult or preschooler, a person with special needs and a caregiver. Casual entry prices stay at $3 for preschoolers and $5.10 for children, community card services holders and seniors. The admission prices haven't gone up since October 2010, and the centre's costs certainly have risen in that time. The Engineering Services Committee met on the 15th of August and they adopted the Nelson-Tasman Joint Waste Management and Minimisation Plan, which includes an aspirational target of reducing waste to landfill by 10% per person by 2030. Engineering Services Manager Richard Kirby also paid tribute to Ken Beck and David Blunt, two former Waimea County Council engineers who have passed away over the last 2 months. Both made significant contributions to our district and our condolences to their families. Quick look at consultations now. We're always seeking public feedback, and the latest consultations include the coastal management feedback. We're starting a community discussion around climate change and sea level rise. We need everyone to join in. You have until the 13th of September for that first round of discussions on coastal management feedback. We're also proposing to change how we manage pokie machine numbers in Tasman and introduce a sinking lid policy. Consultation also closes on the 13th of September. Council meetings, 28th of August, the Community Grants Subcommittee meet on the Council Chambers at 189 Queen Street in Richmond. That's at 9:30 a.m. There is no public forum, but it is open to the public. And on Thursday, the 29th of August at 10 a.m, there's an extraordinary full Council meeting on Port Tarakoi, and that is at the Council Chambers, 189 Queen Street in Richmond. A reminder that agendas and reports for all Council meetings can be viewed on our website, tasman.govt.nz, and once the minutes are confirmed, they are also placed online for you to see. You can search our site, tasman.govt.nz, for calendar or meeting calendar, and you will find it. You're listening to the Tasman District Council Lowdown on Fresh FM, keeping you up to date on news and notices in the Tasman District. Recently, the Council adopted a new Te Reo Māori name. Now, Sara spoke to two staff members, Jenna Neem from our Engineering Department and Archdeacon Harvey Rudu, our Kai Hotu, about the name and what it means. She started by asking Jenna why the name was so special.
So what is special about this is this is Te Reo Māori. So it is a Māori name for Tasman District Council, but not an explicit transliteration.
Te kaunihera o te tai o rere. Te kaunihera means the council, o te tai means the sea, and o rere means the many rivers of floating clouds.
Wow.
Beautiful floating clouds, and yes, that just gives the dynamic universe of our sunny region,
right?
And the beautiful white clouds we get here.
Yes.
Sometimes we hope for rain clouds.
Yes.
Like we have with our recent drought.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So that's what the meaning is. Te kaunihera means the council, or te tai o rere. Te tai means the seas, and o rere means the many rivers and floating clouds.
Right, okay.
And there are lots of rivers in the Tasman District Council.
Yes.
And I think it's a huge recognition by this council to take on board a Te Reo Māori name, which Jenna has also been a part of initiating here during her time on council. I've just come along at the last minute.
Yes, so tell me about your involvement in this.
Well, I'm part of the Te Ao Māori Working Group at Tasman District Council, and that involves a bunch of staff that are passionate about Te Ao Māori, so the Māori worldview and the Māori language, and improving awareness and understanding of that here. And so one of the most outward things, and whilst it might be very simple, is to have a Māori name for Tasman District Council.
Yes, and we have that now.
I think the wonderful thing about this is that there was a proposed cut-off date on the 14th of July, and the 14th of July was supposed to be the end of what we call our Māori New Year, and that's when the celestial stars of Matariki disappears from the early dawn skies. And so it was nice that this name was being proposed during this time. We had a little list of names. Some people thought that it should be called Te Kaunihera o Te Tai Tapu, or Te Kaunihera o Kahurangi, which means treasured possession, but it also means that it connects up with Kahurangi National Park, which is one of the newest national parks in New Zealand. And there was also that this name may be a bit too lengthy, and could we shorten it to Te Kaunihera o Aorere? And that might have been much easier, but that it didn't encompass the sea, but only encompass the rivers. So when we put in Te Tai, that encompass the seas which surround our Tasman District Council region, but it also encompasses the many rivers with beautiful clouds.
Yes, yes. And I guess also to the both of you, what does it mean to you that this edition is now part of our logo, the organisation you both work for? it's outward facing. It's something for the community as well to see that, you know, this is something we're really serious about. How do you feel about that?
I think it's a great move. Personally, I've got a strong interest in the Māori language, and being able to share that with the wider community, I think, is really cool. And one of the things that comes to mind is with a lot of our place names or the Māori words for those place names, they're not just names and they're not just places. The Māori language is quite complex in that respect, and just as Harvey's explained, simple phrases or simple words often have quite a deep meaning around the history of that area, maybe the ancestors that settled it, the events that took place. And so it's not just saying this is a name for Tasman District Council, it's improving awareness and understanding of the Māori language, and hopefully more people might ask questions and go, oh, well, why does Riuwaka, why did that change from Riuwaka back to Riuwaka, and what does that mean? What's the history behind that?
Yeah.
Example.
It's developing or continuing that conversation around place names and the proper place names, I guess.
For me, I thought it was already supported by the Tasman District Council. One of the greatest outcomes for Te Reo Māori is that the Tasman District Council has councillors have actually met and supported this name, and to me that was a tremendous achievement, and particularly during election year for our councillors to be supporting the Te Reo Māori name for the Tasman District Council, Te Kaini Herero o Te Tai Ōrere. And they were absolutely enthusiastic about it. There was an overwhelming support for the name to be carried out.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And could you say it as well?
Te Kaini Herero o Te Tai o Aorere.
Te Kaini Herero o Te Tai Ōrere.
Beautiful.
Almost, was that close?
Beautiful.
I can say it again. Te Kaini Herero o Te Tai o Aorere.
Beautiful.
Good. All right. Thank you very much for joining me today.
That was Sarah May, a new voice on The Lowdown, speaking to Jenna Neem from our engineering department and Archdeacon Harvey Ruru, our kaihotu, about our new Te Reo Māori name, Te Kaini Herero o Te Tai o Aorere. Time now for Sarah to do the next job on the list. It's Investigate Secondhand Sunday, happening again on September the 8th. She talks to Nick Bryden about what it all means.
So we've got Secondhand Sunday coming up. We have it four times a year, so every quarter. And this up-and-coming Secondhand Sunday is on Sunday the 8th of September. And if you want to get involved, it's a way of rehoming household goods that you no longer require. Instead of having to dispose of them, some people really enjoy fossicking and getting new items without having to buy them, which obviously reduces the impact on the environment. Getting that reuse, reduce, recycle.
Totally. Like, it's such a good thing for, you know, if you want to be sustainable and use what you have or what someone else has that they no longer want.
Yes, yeah. So you can get involved in two ways. You can either just put some goods out on that Sunday and people will come and collect them, or you can just go around collecting those goods. If you don't have anything to put out, that's fine. You just get a map with people's addresses and you can go around fossicking on that Sunday. Or you could do both if you like. Some people put stuff out and they also go and fossick. So
cool.
It's a really fun day for people to get out and drive around and, find some new stuff for their homes.
Awesome. And so is that only in Richmond or everywhere?
It's everywhere. So it's right across the region and in Golden Bay as well.
Cool.
So it's Nelson, Tasman, across the whole Nelson region.
Awesome.
And what we do ask, though, is that you refrain from putting any food or dangerous goods out or any faulty electrical equipment. So some other ideas could be looking at stuff you have in your garage that hasn't been used for a while, such as clothes or books or leftover household items that are in good condition, but you no longer use them.
Yeah,
Yeah, awesome. And how do people register?
So right now the registrations have opened on both council websites. So you can go to Nelson City Council's website and search Secondhand Sunday, or you can go to Tasman District Council website and it probably will be on the front page pretty soon, or search Secondhand Sunday. And basically you just put your name and your email and your address to register, and then that way we can email you out a little poster to put on your letterbox so people know that you are leaving goods out on the day, and it's after 10 a.m. so cool. Goods need to be sitting out the front of your house by 10 a.m. and it's rain or shine, it's up to you. If it's raining and you don't want to put your things out, you don't have to, but we still say to everybody, rain or shine,
yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, of course. And so it's 10 a.m. does it have an end time?
It doesn't really, it's just until people sort of stop fossicking and you can basically take your stuff in whenever there's we've kept it really flexible, so people can just look around all day. And then what you do need to be responsible for though is if things don't get taken, you need to take them back into your household and get rid of them in a responsible way. So whether it's giving them to friends or family or putting them back in the garage until the next Secondhand Sunday, we do ask that you tidy up your goods that are left on the verge.
Yeah, and the last time that this was done, how did it go?
Yeah, no, we get pretty good numbers. We tend to get more people registering each time. So I think the word is getting out there and people are realising it's a great way to have a clean out, a spring clean, and put their goods out. And then there's other people that are just loving fossicking. So we do a survey afterwards and you go on the draw to win a book voucher, and that gives us the information and stats. So we know how many people are participating.
Yeah,
and it's great to see that we just keep getting more people involved, and also the same people tend to keep doing it quarterly as well. They really enjoy it. It's a great way to get free goods and dispose of your goods in a responsible manner.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so just to recap, when is it on?
So it's Sunday the 8th of September. So what happens is once you've registered, you'll get on the Friday before, so that'll be Friday the 6th, you will get an email from the councils, and that will give you the poster to put on your letterbox, but it also will give you, if you're a fossicker, the addresses, the list of addresses, and that way you can go around fossicking from 10 a.m.
Sarah May and Nick Bryden there, talking about Secondhand Sunday. You can register now on either tasman.govt.nz or nelson.govt.nz. It's a joint event, so you can join at both. And you'll hear more and different voices on the lowdown in the future. I'm taking a leave of absence from the end of September, so my voice will be a little bit less prominent. You won't hear me from far away. But this is the Tasman District Council Lowdown, and thank you for listening today. Everything we've mentioned is on our website, tasman.govt.nz. Especially, check out the feedback section for the latest consultations. I also heartily encourage you to check out the voting section so you can see who is standing and find out about the process for voting. It's very important that you take part in that process. If you need anything from the council, you can phone any office anytime. You can find our main number at 03 543 8400. If you want, you can ring at any time of day. If you'd like to listen back to the show or subscribe to podcasts, you can do that online at tasman.govt.nz. You can look us up on Twitter at TasmanDC and like us on Facebook, and you can hear us right here on local radio. Tasman District Council Lowdown airs Mondays at 20 to 12. It's repeated on Tuesdays at 20 to 7 in the morning and Wednesdays at 20 to 4 in the afternoon. I'm Richard Libico. Hooroo!
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Other great local programs from Fresh FM are available through the Access Internet Radio app or our website, freshfm.net.